previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Let's start with the good news. South Africa has achieved its first primary budget surplus in 15 years. That's according to the Reserve Bank's quarterly bulletin just published, which says revenue exceeded non-interest expenditure by 31.6 billion rand, or if you prefer, 0.4% of GDP. Now, this is in line with National Treasury's forecast in February. The root cause of this success? A stern approach to funding state-owned companies that have drained government finances. If I sound less than enthusiastic, it's because we have to stress this is a primary surplus. It doesn't take into account all the interest owed by government, and that's over 20 cents in every rand. A bit like me saying, yes, I'm doing very well, but that's only if we ignore the mortgage, the car repayments, and the credit card debt. Absa's share price has slumped after a warning to shareholders to expect lower first-half earnings. South Africa's fourth-largest bank says they can expect headline earnings to fall by mid to high single digits. Absa was down nearly 9% as soon as the news was released to the market. On the subject of down, and this is the not-so-good news, the rand is tumbling as the DA threatens to walk away from the Government of National Unity. So I'm sure you've heard their warning about pulling out after President Ramaphosa reneged on a firm offer of 6 cabinet posts, including trade, industry and competition, substituting that last with tourism. From a high of around 17.87 to the dollar last week, the rand this morning is down 3.5% to 18.50. Against the euro in 1978, sterling 23.38. The dollar itself is unchanged at 107 to the euro. No major effect on the JSE. The all-share closed last evening down 0.33%, ditto the top 40. But the yield on government bonds has jumped sharply, the 10-year bond back up to 10.36% this morning, the biggest jump in 14 months. A comment from Oxford Economics, quoted by Bloomberg, says it thinks the DA is playing hardball with the ANC, but does not intend to quit the coalition. We shall see. In London, the FTSE closed down 0.6%, while in New York, the Dow and the S&P 500 both up 0.1%, the Nasdaq up 1/3. Tokyo this morning up 1%, Hong Kong up 0.25%, Sydney up just under 0.5%. Gold at 2,321, platinum 999, Bitcoin just over 61,750, Brent crude oil just under $87 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.